I'm Jason Brown with Laffy and Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra News. Well, last week, students at Bishop Elementary participated in Battle of the Books competition. Since the beginning of the school year, our amazing students have been diving into fantastic stories, turning pages and discovering the joy of reading. Last week, students divided into teams and faced off in an exciting competition, answering questions about the books they read throughout the year. Congratulations to first place winners, Aria Carrillo, Elodie Curie, Blake Everhart, Emma Lindsay. Developing a love of reading takes work. The enthusiasm, teamwork, and knowledge our students showed was remarkable. Thank you to all the teachers, aides, and families who supported our young readers on a literary journey. Well, every winter this year, Roller Hockey League transforms the Charles Brown Auditorium at the Eastern Sierra Tri-County Fairgrounds into a vibrant community hub, bringing together more than 245 youth athletes from Bishop, Mammoth, Big Pine, and beyond for roller hockey. Entirely volunteer-run, SRHL creates an affordable and welcoming space for our kids to build confidence, teamwork, and friendships through hockey. This year, MMCF was proud to support the program with grant funding to help keep the league thriving for the next generations of players to come. Mono County Sheriff's Search and Rescue Team has their spring rigging series that continues with the addition of steep angle rigging, where they take all of their prior knowledge and practical skills of the series and apply them to a more consequential, steeper scenario. 16 team members took rotations in each critical role involved in steep angle as main line operators, tailors, edgers, litter attendants, and as patients. Each station was supervised by our veteran rigging crew. Command and control also saw rotations, however, by our veteran riggers. We can't think of a more beautiful place to practice than critical skills than off the North Shore Drive in June Lake. You can see pictures of this on our website or on Facebook. In March, Senator Alvarado Gill, Republican Jackson, and Senate Republicans introduced a comprehensive wildfire risk reduction and insurance affordability package to give families in high fire risk communities real tools to harden their homes, reduce wildfire danger, and lower insurance costs. The packages include key bills authorized by Senator Alvarado Gill were SB 1162, Direct Cal Fire, to prioritize fuel reduction and vegetation management in the exact wildland urban interface zones with the biggest spikes in FAIR plan policies. SB 1084, Safe Home Tax Credit Act for fire, tax credits for fire-resistant roofing, ember-resistant vents, defensible space, and other proven home hardening measures. And then SB 1118, tax credits for backup power systems to keep families safe during outages. Back in March, I introduced the bold wildfire risk reduction and insurance affordability package to give families in Senate District 4 and across rural California real tools to harden their homes, reduce wildfire risk, and bring down insurance costs, said Senator Maria Alvarado Gill. We proposed tax credits for fire-safe upgrades, targeted mitigation in the hardest-hit FAIR Plan communities, and practical reforms that would have helped private insurers return to the market. Now, just months later, the insurance commissioner has approved a 29% rate hike on the FAIR Plan, the very last resort insurance that thousands of our neighbors have been forced into. We are doing everything we could to help families protect their homes and save money on insurance. The other side of the aisle chose not to act, and now rural homeowners are paying the price. The 29.1% average increase approved May 20th will go into effect October 15, 2026, will hit nearly 700,000 California homeowners, many in Senate District 4's Foothills, Ranchlands, and Yosemite Gateway communities, already struggling with skyrocketing insurance premiums and limited coverage options. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net. Since 1996, for 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening. Let's get back to the music.